If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, this is part two of an episode about forgiveness. I'm joined by Love Island superstar, Andrew LePage, and my wife, Lindsay Kane. So this has been studied, and women are generally believed to be more forgiving than men due to their personality traits such as agreeableness and empathy and their valuing of relationships. That is changing though. I like to think that's changing with men. I don't think that's inborn or biological. I think that's cultural. I think it's changing. I mean, we saw it this year in the Villa, didn't we? I know we won't talk about Jax because he's had his challenges since then. But, you know, it wasn't just Jax, it was Luke, it was yourself. Everyone's no shaming crying. It's like this is refreshing to see, isn't it? Particularly when you've done something wrong. It's for a man to get something wrong and then cry and seek forgiveness would have been seen as babyish or effeminate, even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But I think it's fine as long as they mean it and they're not crocodile tears. I think that's fine because women do crocodile tears.
No, I'm talking about men.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I think it's great.
I don't think men do crocodile tears, do they? I've never known a man turn on crocodile tears to get fake ass forgiveness. I think that's letting out emotion that for generations boys have had to keep pushed down. And finally, through Be Kind off the back of Caroline, off the back of this whole movement, it's releasing another layer in masculinity. That's my hope anyway.
Yeah.
Did you feel that vibe in there, like a more sort of touchy-feely, emotionally literate masculinity?
Oh, 100%. Definitely. Because you can't escape. Like I said, like if something went wrong, I'd just go to the gym. But like in there, like when the Castle Girls came in and told me what like Tasha had been saying, obviously they overplayed it and stuff like that. Like I cried because I was like, I don't understand how the girl that I know, like who said everything, has been saying this behind my back kind of thing. And like I did cry. I was with Jax and we were up on the terrace and I was crying. But yeah, I think like it's just real emotions in there and you can't escape. But yeah, usually on the outside, like you probably boys would be like, I'm not going to cry. I'm going to go deal with it some other way, go to the pub or go to the gym, something like that. So in there, you have to be open to your feelings because you can't escape.
Yeah, but that needs to trickle through to society as well, I think. But unbelievably, I think men will find this unbelievable. Men do have a harder time forgiving than women do, regardless of all the sexist stereotypes I've trotted out at the start of this.
Really?
That can change if men develop empathy toward an offender by seeing they may also be capable of similar actions. So the way men's brains appear to work, we need to understand how we might have accidentally done that too. All right, yeah. I get it now. Yeah, you know, I can see why he's done that. Then the gender gap closes and men become less vengeful. So men need to more explicitly understand how they could have done what you've done to them before they can forgive.
Yeah.
Rather than just forgive from a place of purely forgiving. That's interesting, isn't it? What about work? I don't know if you're still in the same business. You're in property, aren't you?
Yeah, was in property, in Dubai, yeah.
So Dubai property, pretty ruthless. I'm guessing there's some treading on toes and running over bodies to close deals and stuff because there's a lot of money at stake. Do you find that once men cross that sort of magic threshold into work, they find it a lot easier to forgive a bit of treachery and go, ah, it's fair enough, love and war, mate, you fucked me over, see you tomorrow. Whereas, and this, I'm going to get shit for saying this, you know, women are more like to go, do you know what that bitch has done to me? I'll never forgive the day she stole me. I had a Burj Khalifa flat there. I was going to close on it and that bitch took it off me.
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice in work that feuds and rivalries, that men were finding it easier to forgive 100%. Than women?
Right. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Thinking about that, yeah. Definitely. Lads will actually like, it's fair game, it is what it is. Like, I think you've got to go through something first. Like, you've got to experience another agent kind of fucking you over, and then you realize, okay, cool, this is how it works out here. And then you've just got to be this man versus man, and you just got to smash it. Whereas girls, yeah, in the office, there would be arguments, there would be tears, definitely. Yeah, because I don't know why, but like, lads, we just get on with it. If someone got the deal over the line before us, it's like, okay, it is what it is. Now we've got to go get ourselves something else, you know?
Now, Lindsay, don't you find that worrying? Because what that seems to say, and that's, I'm taking that from younger people under 30, you're seeing that largely. So this is not something that's happening to dinosaurs in the 60s and stuff. So it seems to be that men, once they cross that magic archway into work, are able to deactivate the emotional pathways and forgive easily the next day, whereas women take the same Gary cheated on me emotional pathways into Lauren stole the deal off me. But that's terrifying, because that's going to stop you advancing at the same rate if you're getting weighed down with pointless emotions.
I'd keep it there and I'd remember moving on. I need to either fuck her up down the line or get.
Yeah, but that's a waste of energy. That's a waste of energy.
Just focus on your own shit. I'd be like, no, right, I know where this bitch is at. Like, I know how it goes. So I need to be 10 steps ahead of her next time.
So you think that could actually help women advance faster than men, because they're using their rivalry and lack of forgiveness to push themselves forward?
I like a bit of rivalry and competition, so that would fuel me.
Yeah, we're talking about an inability to forgive. Like, more like to go, Lauren, she keeps stealing my Burj Khalifa.
Yeah, I would refuse to forgive her, and I'd know, and I wouldn't have her in my life, but then I'd know how she operates, and I would be 10 steps ahead of her.
There's a quote here, ask for forgiveness, not permission. Can that philosophy help you get ahead? Sometimes you're just asking to someone to let it go. Yeah, it's fine, mate. Come on, do you mind if I do that? Rather than completing the full process of forgiveness. Do you see what I mean?
No.
If you're not asking permission to tread on someone's toes, but knowing that they're still secretly going to hate you in the background, you've only done half of the job.
Meaning, like, say my best friend had, like, a one-night stand with a guy, and I was sort of saying, listen, I really like the guy, I'd like to date him, I hope you don't mind, sort of that kind of thing.
Yeah, you haven't properly got her forgiveness, you've just got her permission.
I don't know. I'm not sure on that.
Andrew? Do you know what I mean by that? The difference between getting permission from someone and getting their forgiveness. Like, permission's just like, it's like a cosmetic elastoplast over the situation.
Yeah. No, definitely. I get what you mean.
And I think at work, men, I don't want to get in trouble with Twitter, but I do think men are slightly better at going, are we all right?
Yeah.
Are we fucking 100% all right, Andrew?
Yeah.
You high five by your beer after you.
Yeah.
No hard feelings, mate. Yeah. And we are genuinely good after that.
Yeah.
Whereas Lauren's gone, don't worry about it, baby. It's what it is. And walked off. She's got. So you've given her permission to take the deal, but you're sharpening your daggers out back.
We are different in that situation. But I won't apologise for it either.
What about moving on to social media? I mean, your world has been turned upside down, Andrew. I'm guessing you probably had like maybe a few hundred or 1,000 followers before you went in there, if you're property developer from Guernsey. I mean, you might have had some juicy sort of property shots on there and a few topless holiday pics, but now you're like, I mean, how many Instagram followers have you got now?
So I went into the villa with like 1,300, something like that, and then now I'm on about, I think, just over 800. So not too bad.
I'm wondering if social media has made us slightly less forgiving. You're the best person to comment on this. When you think about it, you did fucking nothing. A girl you're not even in an exclusive relationship with, that in the real world, you probably would have been on like out for two drinks with, you're not even sure if you want to see her, you live in different parts of the country, so you've gone and cracked on with another girl, as men, as women should do as well, if they're not exclusive. You've done fucking nothing. And yet, for 2 days, thank God didn't have your phone on you, it was like you're going to be dragged to The Hague for war crimes or something.
I would love to have not seen what that would have been like.
I think because you did that funny line, it put a sort of a cheekiness into the mix.
Yeah.
People sort of respected you for it. But but don't you think that social media is, like, by turning you into a meme, the meme of the day, people forget people's humanity. Even me, I do stand up about Love Island all the time. It's on. I don't sit at home and think, well, hang on a minute. You know, I've probably done countless things like that when I was single, hell of a lot worse. Oh, do you know what I mean? Forgive the guy. And I'm like, no, this is great content. Right, what funny joke can I make? So it's made us sort of colder and less forgiving, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. Most of the comments I get now is just very positive and nice, and like they say how good me and Tasha are and stuff like that. But you'll always get one person that'll be like, they'll talk about the like the whole Casa situation and say like, oh, but he did this, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, you're going to get the odd people that will say something like that just because they want to get a reaction out of you in troll and obviously just haven't forgiven.
But what is that? Is it the distance that social media provides? Is it because we feel like we've got a right to comment over people's lives because we put our lives on?
Yeah, I think people have got, they feel like they've got a right because they feel like they know us. They feel like they, just because they've watched us for 8 weeks and they've watched 45 minutes of a whole 24-hour day, they feel like they know us and they know exactly what we're like and stuff like that. But obviously there's going to be so much that they don't see. And now that we're outside the villa, we're not being filmed all the time. So they're not going to see what we're like at all. But yeah, I feel like they think that they know us maybe, and just, or they feel like they can comment. I mean, yeah, of course, everyone's entitled to their opinion and that's fine. I don't mind.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you think as a society we're very unforgiving, like the cancel culture?
So I think
like
social media has increased that.
Yeah.
It's made us less forgiving.
People want to cancel people. They get excited when someone's done something and it's in the papers. It's, oh yeah, we can... The newspapers love it, don't they? Like, look at Meghan Markle. Look at what they're doing now to it. Like, it's
every
so
day.
Stupid.
I'll tell you what else is new, Lindsay. What do you think of this? The need to seek forgiveness from people you don't even bloody know.
Oh,
that wasn't happening before 2006 and before Twitter and everything
That's
blew up.
That's a waste of energy.
No, yeah, but you see it all the time. If I was to screw up, I'm doing live TV next week. If I was to screw up, I'll be straight on Instagram going, I'm really sorry to anyone, like apologising to strangers. Like,
okay, like
people
Smith,
I never met in my life.
Like the Will Smith situation. Like he did a video recently, didn't need to be like, I'm really sorry to Chris, your family, I'm really, you know, and so...
But that used to happen in newspapers, issuing a general apology, but you find yourself on social media when someone goes, yeah, well, you're a CUNT for this and that, and you'll be replying to their comment, listen, G, you know, it's like, I'm seeking forgiveness from someone who's an egg or an avatar, and they're called, like, Johnny Brexit 1234.
Yeah.
I'll never do that. Like, for people I don't know, like, you'll get trolls, like, for example, trolls, they'll, like, message you and stuff like that, and I'm just like... I don't know them, so like they don't know me, so why would like I care? Like I don't care about their opinion because that's I don't good. Know them. I'm quite lucky to be like that, but there's definitely people that aren't, and that will see comments and it will affect them. But I get that. But like, yeah, I think I'm quite lucky that if I see a comment from someone that I don't know or doesn't have any photos on their profile, it's like, why would I care? Because they're just no one.
Well, I think it comes down to like people's intentions, doesn't it? Like, we obviously know the whole Will Smith situation, but him doing a public apology, what was the intention for that? Was it genuinely to get access to Chris because he can't get hold of him and that was the only way he could apologize, or is it more to win the public over? Like, it's always about, I always try and think in a situation where someone's done something wrong, what was their intention behind it? Was it malicious? Or
we've had two massive ones. If you want to go to the very top of the tree of public figures asking for forgiveness and us withholding that forgiveness, there's two massive ones. Well, technically, Prince Andrew hasn't apologised because he hasn't acknowledged anything. So I think we can write him off. Yeah. But obviously the biggest one would be Boris. I mean, he got really caught out. He's having vol-au-vents in the garden while we're watching our grandparents die on freaking Zoom or whatever. And he's been doing a public apology. So when like a leader or someone at the very top of an organisation seeks forgiveness...
But he only did it because he was being forced, and it wasn't a genuine forgiveness. Like it, that you can see it in his eyes. Like he
forced
had like
apologies.
Yeah, it was a forced apology, so it means fuck all. He wasted his time, he wasted all of our time by doing a fake apology. Also, it comes down to like looking at the individual. Do they mean what they're saying? And I think sometimes you've got to go with your gut for that. Like, oh, they do genuinely mean that. You know, we need to move on. You know, like Boris, he just didn't give.
Do you not think social media has changed that, Andrew? So, like, say Boris can go on TV and go, "I'm sorry, I had a vol-au-vent and disrespected your people you were burying," blah blah blah. And then, if you'd put that in a newspaper 20 years ago, it would be up for the editors of the newspaper to roughly put their finger in the air and then go, "Oh, Boris, he's great apology." But now, regardless of what they write, social media coalesces around what he said, and sort of everyone goes, "Nah, fuck off," and that drives the newspapers, and that drives what happens in the House of Commons, this swell of social media. Yeah. It's changed the way we forgive, hasn't it? For the better, maybe, in this account.
It's because we can have our opinions on it now, and we can write on the comments and stuff like that. We can say how we feel. And I think, like, because, like, if you say, like, 20 years ago, we probably didn't have Twitter, you didn't have, I don't know, Facebook was around. Well, yeah, probably wasn't it.
I remember when Facebook started.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember that day.
Do you remember MySpace? It was in black and white when it started, MySpace, wasn't it?
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, you don't have all of these social media things. So, like, I think it just wouldn't be a big thing back then because probably not as many people would be able to see it as much as you can now. It's so easy to access all of this.
Everyone's an expert. Everyone's got a fucking opinion.
Yeah.
Including on your relationship now. But that's the thing. That's the world we've come into. Okay, so we're nearly out of time. Just want to cover off a couple more sort of relationship things. I mean, do you think forgiveness, a man seeking forgiveness from a woman particularly, because that's often 90% of the situation, let's face it, lads. Do you think it's a bit like being on the PlayStation in that you've probably got 3 or 4 lives in your power pack? And once you've gone on your knees and done a sobbing apology 3 times, you're probably not going to get a 4th. There's a curve.
Like Rooney.
Yeah, there's a curve. I think we learned about a curve yesterday. It's called a Bell Laffer curve, where a man who apologises every day is single. A man who never apologises is single. But somewhere in the middle is that sweet spot where a man who apologises 5 times in 10 years is probably going to get married.
Yeah, no, definitely. If you keep messing up, you keep having to apologise. I mean, surely your partner's going to get a bit sick of it and want to move on, right?
Yeah.
But is it an attractive quality? A man who forgives quickly. Because I know that some of the arguments me and Lindsay have had, I'm like, it's fine, just leave it. It's cool. I'm cool with it. Don't worry about it. I've moved on. And like women want, yeah, but hang on, I've done something wrong here. Let's have more of a juicy chat about it for 5 hours. It's like, no, I actually can't be asked. I actually forgive you. I'd rather go and like watch a video about Dungeons and Dragons on YouTube. It's literally more interesting. I don't give a fuck. Let's move on. I forgive you. Yeah, but wait, there's more to discuss.
I think you're quite different in that situation.
No, I think a lot of men are like, once they've switched the "yeah, I'm cool with it" button, they don't want to do like
she
war
don't
and
want
peace
to talk
for
about
4 hours.
Yeah, but also, I rarely fuck up. Not, you know.
Yeah, but when a woman, but what I'm trying to get to is a man who forgives easily attractive, or is it annoying?
No, I would say it's really attractive. Like, because you rarely fuck up. I mean, you haven't, you know. Not that I know of, anyway. But I would
say edit that bit out, Raymond. We don't want to attract any like mental females.
No, fuck off. I think it is attractive because I think there's a security element there. Like, you know.
Yeah, but why when a man does like if Tash was to like fuck up, right? Something. Let's not make it anything as dramatic as cheating. But she's fucked you off. She's hurt your feelings in some sense or something. She's offended you, and you're within a minute. You're like, do you know what? It's cool. Let's just leave it. I forgive you. Why is it that a woman leaves it for about a minute and goes, I just want to, like, yeah. I know you said you've forgiven me, but yeah. can we just... And then you end up arguing anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why?
I don't know, just because we feel like, you know, just want to double check that you have forgiven, you know, just want to double check, just, you know, make sure, you know, we like to triple check things.
And at the same time, if we flip it in, on its head, Andrew, if we flip it, a man wants that shit done quick. So once yeah. he said to a woman, are we good? And she said, I forgive you. Why do we have to have epilogue after briefings?
We just do. We have to do a breakdown evaluation, don't we, of it all?
Have you experienced anything like that, Andrea? But I mean, is Tash quite good? Is she? I mean, you already said she sort of left it where she's left it. But in the villa, you saw it all the time, like with Ekin-Su and people like that. I forgive you. I'm fine with it. Then they'll go away. And it's like something ferments inside and then re-explodes a day later.
I don't think I experienced that.
You must have experienced with previous relationships, though. You know, we're good, and the woman's like, yeah, but we're not good, actually.
Yeah.
I've had a chat.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm sure I have, definitely, in the past. Like, I can't remember off the top of my head. But, yeah, I've definitely, like, apologised and, like, we've moved on. And then, yeah, they've come back. But I don't get this and stuff like that. It's just like, oh, you got to explain it again and stuff like that. But, yeah, no, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Well, do you know what? I'll forgive you. We're out of time. Thank you very much, Andrew LePage. Thank you, Lindsay Kane. We've been talking about forgiveness. This is Man Baggage. If you've come here as a fan of either of these two, 100% likely, if you're a fan of Andrew, you've a recent fan of one of his 900,000 Instagram followers, hang around. We had loads of people on here talking about duty things. Me and Lindsay always fall out at some point. It's well worth subscribing. Leave a review. And even if it's a shit review, doesn't matter. We'll all forgive you. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.